Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for True Knowledge, written and read by Meg Booker. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. James chapter 1, verse 5. The moment I opened my mouth to speak, words started to fly out of another person's mouth. Surely there would be a pause, a breath, a break in conversation. As soon as I anticipated a stop, I took a deep breath and was interrupted before I could get a full sentence out. Deflated, I waited again. Finally, I was able to ask my question. Immediately, I regretted it. Everyone knows someone who knows it all. God really does know it all, but he doesn't make us feel foolish for asking him questions. Maybe even things we've asked several times before. God is compassionate. Our Savior Jesus is empathetic towards us. Empathy means a wise understanding of what another person is going through. Many people say, "I know how you feel." Jesus actually knows. James is reminding us in this verse above to ask God. He is generous. Questions build strong faith and initiate good conversations. God loves talking with us through prayer and scripture, worship, and the beauty of his creation. Christ is called the wisdom of God, the NIV Exhaustive Concordance Dictionary explains. On the basis of the Old Testament, wisdom can be personified. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "To those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God." 1 Corinthians 1:24. We are never alone, for the Holy Spirit lives within every believer of Christ. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, Paul wrote, who has become for us the wisdom from God. That is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1 verses 30. When we seek more of God, we will find him. Father, praise you, God. You are the one true triune God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are all-knowing, everywhere, and always in control. Though our perspective of the world is that it's out of control, we know you are sovereign over all. Even when we cannot feel you working, God, we know you are faithful, compassionate, just, and merciful. Your grace is sufficient for us, God. We know this all too well. Thank you for the gift of knowledge, Father. We are grateful to get to come to you with questions and needs. You are our healer, provider, creator, loving Father, and generous God. We appreciate your patience with us, Father. How many times do we interrupt you when you are trying to help us figure something out or share a piece of wisdom with us? Help us to pause in those moments, Father. Convict our hearts to be sensitive to when you are trying to speak to us. Give us empathy and compassion for the know-it-alls in our lives, God, and patience. Father, we are supposed to love one another, not only when it's convenient and beneficial, but also when we are annoyed, out of time, and uninterested in listening to our adversaries. Help us to see people through your eyes, Father. Give us a wise perspective in life and an obedient heart to follow your lead. When we need the courage to be assertive and speak the truth in love, help us to find the strength to do so. Remind us of who we are filled with, your Holy Spirit. Jesus, thank you for coming to earth willingly, as the Father sent you, to sacrifice your life for ours. We can hardly talk about praying for wisdom without remembering you, the living Word of God. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to help us along the way. We are so thankful to you, Holy Spirit, for helping us understand Scripture and what's going on around us. We pray for a fresh filling today of your Holy Spirit today, Father. We want to see the world and navigate daily life as you will. In order to follow you, we understand we have to submit and surrender, even when we don't fully understand what is happening or what to do next. Make your next steps clear in our lives, Father. Protect us from evil, and we pray to remain humble and patient listeners, Father, not only to you and your word, but the people you have so purposefully placed in our lives. Help us to be wise and knowledgeable stewards of everything you have given us to pursue and do on this earth, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.